hardest thing about disclosure is it comes only one day at a time. The ticking of the clock marches onward. In this episode of Dear People of Earth, host Stephen Sprague discusses his contact within the All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Orbit and goes through the laser tech being pushed out by DARPA and just confirmed by other news sources. No part of this episode may be shared or used without permission. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to another edition of Dear People of Earth. I hope you'll see that today we have some better equipment. I've got a brand new microphone. Should be a little better quality condenser microphone. Pretty much everything that I've got going on has been better. Big thank you to Juan out there. He helped with a little bit of that too, so appreciate the heck out of that. We've got a cool episode for you. Going to be talking actually about two articles that I've recently put together. Obviously, a couple of these got the eye of a certain reporter out there, and he retweeted / X'd them, re-X'd, whatever, talked about these articles a little bit. So thank you for that. You know who you are. And I'm going to just kind of get into this. I'm going to do what I've done in some of the previous podcasts where I'll read to you and then I'll just give you some more information again on the side. So here we go. The first one was the Enigma article, the Arrow Enigma, Where's Waldo? And that's basically just kind of a nod to what the hell is going on. What is going on inside Arrow? It seems like it's a lot of disarray that happens inside there, both with the very mixed messages that come out of there. All of that is, you know, intelligence speak for we have the answers. We're not going to give them to you, but we are going to give you a little bit of a runaround on that. Now, I spoke to somebody this week that was very deep within the intelligence community and reminded me of several years ago scandals coming out with, I guess you could call it, misinformation psyops against the American public. And this person reminded me to remind my contact that is highly illegal, and that if they're doing that, because one of the things I had said was, are these people sitting in an office going here, typing this stuff out and laughing and, you know, giggling, hey, let's take this for a ride. Let's see if they buy this. And I was told basically that if that was going on, that would be something that would be incredibly illegal. But at the same time, this person giving me information on the sly is probably also not too kosher either. So where I kind of go from there, I'm not really sure. I just know what I've been met with, and I've been asked multiple times, do I believe this person? I do to a certain respect, yes. Some of it, possibly not. You know, it seems like the Roswell stuff may have been something that was fed to me, and that's fine. Again, very difficult to actually get all of that out unless we are able to really get a hold of all the real files on that. And if they, as Dr. K has said, don't even have the files from 2004, which they assert they do not, why would they have stuff from that era? It none of it makes sense, and it all just smacks of disinformation. So I'll just start. The same disclaimers are applicable for this article as they were in this article. And if you'd like, you can go to the site and you can click on it. So as a quick recap, I've been in ongoing contact with a person that is adjacent to Arrow. They may or may not be directly within that office. I'm very concerned about making certain I keep the confidentiality of those I speak with. They put their trust in me, and I'm very concerned with keeping my word. Recently, a former Fox reporter refused to give up her contact. She's now waiting on a judge to make a decision about her fate. Now, that might have, just an aside, that may have already occurred. I don't know. I haven't completely followed that story. But moving on, this is the level of trust I've been given and the same result that would befall me should this ever happen to me. I'm not saying it will. I'm saying the freedom of the press and gaining trust in sources is paramount to me. Without trust, I couldn't move forward, and I take that seriously. It's a hill I'd die on. Loyalty seems to be dying. Mine isn't. Never will. Those of you reading this that know me have been talking to me behind the scenes, you know. Those that might be reading this that haven't had that level, my inboxes are fun. Let's get right into some further questions I posed to my new friend. Again, the disclaimers are in place, and remember that I specifically changed the words and the way we actually speak. My end is the same. Theirs is not, and some of it is contextual. I've been given permission to do this in this manner. So me, I wrote the article. them. I read it. I like the disclaimers. Me, well, you are in the intelligence community, so them, I get it. I laughed. Me, so are you feeding me a line of bull? Them, well, we talked about that early on. No, I don't really have a reason to lie to you. Things have actually changed. Dr. K is going to leave. I'm not. I'm not a latchkey with him specifically, so I'll remain. Note, this was before announced and before I reached out to Susan Gugg for comment. Email below. And this is a direct email that I put in the article. Literally a screenshot. Dear Ms. Go, I'm attempting to get confirmation. I now have 3 unofficial reports Dr. Kirkpatrick is stepping away from Arrow in the near future. Could I please get a confirmation either way? Best, Steve Sprague. And this was days before the announcement, by the way. Steve, Dr. K remains the director, Arrow. We have no Arrow personnel announcements to make at this time. Regards, Sugo, Defense Press Operations, OSD, DPA. So, literally, that was a cut and paste because I saw other, probably 3 or 4 other researchers, journalists, slash disclosure advocates with literally the same cut and paste. You've probably all seen it. You know, whoever you're following out there, that's the boom that they got. So the thing is, Sue and I have become friendly, to the point where I'm respecting her position. And somebody had made mention, it sounds like you guys are friends. We're not friends. We have a relationship where I'm able to get information as needed. Some of it I do not report on. In fact, there's actually 2 pieces back and forth that I shared with others and asked if they heard, not heard, but if they read into the, how do I put this? I got a response that was very curious. I've decided after speaking to several people that I was not going to put that out there. And the reason I'm not is because, A, I need to preserve my relationship with her, but also because it could be interpreted in several ways. And I have chosen to keep that under wraps. Now, that being said, it was just an odd go between myself and her with regard to David Grush and some other stuff. And I really won't repeat it yet. I may, I'm not sure. And I have all the screenshots, all the headers, everything. So if I were to release it, there would be some discussion on one side about it and some discussion on the other side about it. So that's why I felt that it wasn't necessary to release that. But so, yeah, that. And then there was another one, another piece of information that I got. I think it was last night. Might have been last night or the night before. That turned out to be crap. But she did respond very quickly, and then we had a curious go, but we had a good go back and forth. It wasn't contentious in any way. It was just a go back. You know, she asked me a question, and I gave her an answer. And I know that's vague, but whatever. So anyway, moving on. Me, do you know when? Them, December 23rd, maybe sooner, but that's the roundabout. Me, who's the replacement? Them, I think Phillips, but there's 2 possibilities. Me, I think there's been rumbles of this for a bit, so was this a surprise? Them, yes and no. It was known he wouldn't stay for much longer, but things have shifted a bit towards a new paradigm. Me, the same that we discussed before. Them, yes, the same idea between the timeline and disclosure, etc. It's always been fluid, but a few things are moving. The timeline aspect, like I said, isn't ours per se, but now something outside of our control or outside our control is fluid, not NHI. It's outside of control of Fed. Me, can you be more specific? Them, 2024 will be full disclosure. I found out about a very specific event that will occur. And I spelled that wrong, so my bad. I'll go fix it. Me, that's vague. I really can't even use that. It's just kind of the same. Everyone else is essentially saying this. Is there a specific that you are aware of? Them, POTUS is moving forward and wants this on his watch. So that was a direct contradiction that I picked up because he said something about it not being the Fed, which means federal government. So my understanding is, as we move on into what he's talking about, is I believe that they're talking about this next part, which is the fluid movement between allies, which is technically outside of Fed, but POTUS is obviously not outside of Fed. So, and then I'm going to talk to you about something else that I spoke with somebody about them not knowing or not really believing it's POTUS related. So we'll talk about that in a minute. Me, disclosure, them, correct. Yes, there's a fluid movement between allies that will be impossible to deny and control. The U.S. won't allow this to occur. The Israelis are going to start talking more as well. These things are all over there. I mean, all over. We clamp them down and more UAP talk. Early on, the IDF were reporting these things and CIA was tasked with stopping that. You don't see them saying that stuff anymore. Early on, the releases were with the low-level aid. They aren't anymore. Vetted, best way to put it. Me, wait. You're saying they are everywhere. Who and what? Them, NHI, they are all over the place. Not just Gaza, not just Israel. They are buzzing our ships. They are all over Hormuz. Israel was warned. Me, NHI, them, no, CIA, shut up about UAP. There's a narrative and they know it. Netanyahu is a wild card, but we can still control some of this. We have money, Iron Shield, and are, so far, keeping the keg from blowing with our strategy. But the message we're getting from these things is pretty intense. Me, what's the message? Them, above my pay grade, but they seem very interested in lasers. Israel is working on deploying Iron Beam, and that triggered a big swarm. They used it twice. Each time, it elicited the response. In the air, on the ground, these things were all over the place and didn't seem thrilled. They have not used it since. So, more on that. I spoke with a very well-placed person about lasers and more of that we'll talk about in a minute. I have not asked them for permission to confirm with their name if they're willing for me to put that out there, but it's as high as it goes, and I'm going to try. Few people behind the scenes know who I'm talking about, and those are people that I'm closest with and work with the most. But there are, this person, actually was kind of curious about that end of it with the Israelis, because he was talking about, he hadn't heard that much, but he said it's very possible as well that he's not getting some of that. Something I'm working on. It's fluid. My contact that I had trying to go to has completely gone dark. Not Arrow, but the other end. I'm going to take a sip of my coffee here. Thank you. I know it's like 10:14 at night and I'm drinking coffee. I know. Go with decaf, but I can't do it. It tastes like crap. I don't like it. So we're moving forward with that. I'm moving forward with that. I'm trying as hard as I can to get things, but this person might be able to get me some more directed contacts. So we're working on that. So haven't we used similar? Them, yes. Never seen this response before. The images and videos are insane, unlike anything at this level before. This is triggering POTUS to speed up. The White House wants to be the office to reveal. How will it occur? I said. Them, it's going to coincide with a lot of events at once or over a short time. Early 24, the rumor and innuendo are correct. 2024 is the year of disclosure. People may not like it. The tech is cool. The rest is not as awesome as we want. Me, I was asked to ask you, how many civilizations do we know about? Them, many, in very different forms. I know of the two that are interactive. And I guess when he means interactive, I means with humanity. I'm not sure. I should have clarified that. The one that is humanoid, like us, the small ones. They were here first. Dot, the little ones. Are those Mexican mummies real? Now, we're going to get into this because whether you people like it or not that are on there saying, I don't believe this, the science coming out of these things is dead on. And you need to really pay attention if you have not done so. I have an interview coming up with Jamie Masson very soon about this. I'm just waiting for proper times of actually scheduling it properly. There's going to be video and audio on that one. I would really stop with the these are fake and maybe go and have a little bit more openness on some of these. I know some of you are wide open, some of you are not, but just do and go and take another look. Want to start out by saying the following thing. I am not saying that they are extraterrestrial in nature in any way, shape, or form. They could be. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that there is probably a line somewhere on the United States, in the world history, especially within the past few thousand years, that something occurred. I don't know what it was. Have zero idea what that was, but listen to what this person says, and you can laugh at it, you can do what you want, but not following the science and not paying attention to the things that are happening around you is not disclosure. That's bias. So you need to just pay attention and listen. If they turn out that it's complete bunk, I'll be the first one to say this is bunk, and I will never have a discussion with this person again. But pay attention. Yep, they need to do one test if it's even possible. Test them for DNA splicing and manipulating. It'll answer a lot of questions. By the way, the Native American population in the Southwest have discussed beings like this in their lore. They were all over the world. This part of the history part we talked about right before, you didn't put that in the last time. I thought you would. And I have a couple of typos there. I can't believe I did that, but okay. Me, I'm trying to focus on disclosure. I know a lot that I didn't put in was fun, but it's all essentially lore, as you say. The tacit stuff is what I'm trying to do. What about the trigger? Why do you think the stuff in the Middle East is causing more speed up? These things seem to always be near war zones. Them, not like this. They are actively engaging with us, the Israelis, and actively messing with our ships on the ground and the ground. The smaller ones are luminous and actively near to troops and are so far not interfering. But we think they are going to. We can't communicate with them. They turned off Israeli nukes. I'm not getting more into that, but there's a very big problem going on that POTUS is concerned about. And at that, coupled with the other disclosure events happening outside the confines of DoD and the IC, we, USA, need to take the lead sooner rather than later. Let's go back on this because there was a little bit of a hit back from a older part of the PhD community. So to my knowledge, even though they do have ICBMs, Israel does not have silos per se. They have truck mount launch nukes. They don't have silos. The United States is obviously littered with silos. Our nukes are very different than what they have. Not in the fact that they blow stuff up and kill people, but just different. It's not the same delivery system that the United States has. Pardon me. One of the things that we have to be aware of is that these people don't understand the way that these things operate somewhat. So a nuke that is in a, let's say a nuclear weapon that could be carried on a plane and delivered on a plane is kept not on the plane. It's kept in a warehouse, highly guarded. And the same goes for truck mount type nukes. People have this weird thing that they think they're not on all the time. These things are on all the time. They're not armed all the time, but they're all on, right? They're can be turned on and off. It's not like they're sitting there and they have to turn them on. In the event of a nuclear attack, nukes have to go within minutes, right? And that's the way it works. That's why it's called mutually assured destruction. It's not like, you know, if you've got a supersonic missile coming at you or from somewhere or something like that, and you're trying to avoid that, well, you're going to get hit probably anyway. But if you're in a retaliatory measure, you have to be ready to go. Like, these are on, make no mistake. And the kickback was, yeah, they don't have nukes like that. They know. I'm like, what are you talking about? Yes, they do. Like, you're thinking back in the 70s here, man. It's like, it doesn't make any sense. Trust me, those things are on and ready to go at a moment's notice. So I said, me. Is that why the change at Arrow? Them. You're putting way too much on Arrow. This is way over Arrow. Front facing. Nothing front facing is relevant other than to make statements and gatekeep. What's their role then? I said. Really? You haven't figured that out? Me. Yes, but I want to hear you say it. Them. Arrow legitimately engages with witnesses. They legitimately scare the hell out of anyone that speaks to them. They legitimately compile data, compartmentalize it, and give it to the next level. If you think Kathleen is in any way the last stop, you are sorely mistaken. There is no name that has been named that is available in any way. There is nobody that can be killed, kidnapped, or molested in any way. You can call that level a ghost, but the end of the line is unknown to me. Unknown to Hicks, and probably only known to POTUS because the past year internally has literally exponentially grown in speed. This wasn't supposed to be quite this fast. I said it last time, sooner than we want, and even now, faster. I don't think it'll happen, but it could be before the end of this year. Me, what would trigger that? Them, not humans. We are trying to slow it down. Me, if, as you say, this goes way higher to a level beyond Hicks, beyond POTUS, how do you know this stuff? It feels unreal. It feels very fictional. Them, you contacted me. Me, I know that, but I'm wondering if you are all sitting in an office laughing at me and saying, here, write this. Can you back any of this up with any type of proof? Them, possible. I think some of Israel's videos would blow you away. It could be good for you to show, but at the same time might not specifically trigger much outside of the community. Me, are you in the community? Them, I always have. He didn't say I always have been, but then again, I changed some words around, so maybe that's my mistake. Me, how do I get the videos? Them, reach out to, and I do have a contact. So far, I've heard not a word back. Nothing. Not even an acknowledgement that they have received this information or question or that we have a mutual interest. The app that I'm using is Bazaar. It's not downloaded from the App Store. It's downloaded from somewhere else. It's just a weird app. It almost reminds me of like a, it doesn't really have a graphical user interface. It's almost like a, kind of reminds me of like the old days when I used to have computer math and we had, what do you call it? Like 10, you'd have to type it like this. You'd have to type 10, write Brian, 20, repeat Brian, and then 30, stop, and then 40, run. And it would like run these names all over the place. So it's, it reminds me of that, almost like an old DOS kind of interface, kind of weird. Anyway, so that's basically it. There's more I'll be writing about that in the upcoming days. I've reached out literally today to this other contact. I can say that is not within the U.S. government. If the videos, if I can get them, will show aggressive maneuvers of UAP towards the Israeli-Hamas war in certain conditions. Disclaimer, I have not seen these videos. I've been told what they are. I have been directed to a person that is being contacted through back channels. I'll do my best. Until next time, S. So obviously, I have not seen them. However, that being said, that I have spoken to someone that would know way more than me and didn't go as far as confirming that, because their thought process is that this wasn't happening quite as much as they thought it was. And then the POTUS side of things, they were very concerned about that as well, because they hadn't heard that level of involvement at that level. Because frankly, and one of the things they actually said was some presidents knew quite a bit, and he didn't think that Biden knew quite that, but that could be different. And obviously, I believe it is very different. We talked about the three videos that I had talked about before. Actually, that was somebody else. I'm sorry. So we've got some confirmation while some of the rest of it is not. And what I'm going to do is we're going to continue discussing these systems, right? And where they come from, how they have begun, how they are concluding, or how I believe they will be concluding. And this next part comes from a different place. This has not come from where I was talking about with the person adjacent to Arrow. That's more along the lines, that type of information is more along the lines of stuff that I have heard and talked about that are related to closer disclosure. I've kind of stayed away from the, except for in a couple of small spots, I stayed away from the actual discussion around events that have happened a long time ago, because I don't believe, unless we're able to come forward with some really brand new information, I think those are talked out to a certain extent. And I'm talking about, of course, historical crash, whether it's Roswell and whether that information I had is correct or wrong. It rung true to me. And again, one of the things that we have to discover and one of the things that we have to deal with in this field is, he may have been thinking that he had perfect information while at the same time not in moving that along to me. So I can only, I've said this from the beginning, I'll only report on things that have been spoken to me. So if it's real, great. And it turns out later than that, that's just one more notch in the cap. If it's fake, I frankly don't care. because I don't think it's germane to what's happening today. That's more important to me, what's going on right now, right here, to move disclosure along. I really don't. I mean, it's a cool story, don't get me wrong. And it's exciting to think that, you know, those things really happened in the way that people believe them to have happened. But at the end of the day, other than having, you know, what David Grush spoke about with having cover-ups occurring and compartmentalizing it because of the nuclear secrets that we had going on. By the way, after this, I'm watching Oppenheimer, so I'm very excited. But other than that, really, it doesn't matter today other than the way the secrecy works. It's not germane to this conversation. So that's kind of where I am with that. Right now, we're going to take a teeny tiny break. I have something that I've prepared, and then we'll be back in just a few seconds. So bear with me just one moment.
Thank you for being here. We now have an active patron program. You may visit the link in the notes of this episode. In the future, all podcasts and articles will be released one day earlier for patron members. The content will go live for all after 24 hours. Thank you for supporting the mission of disclosure. All patrons help support ongoing costs associated with equipment, upgrades and FOIA requests, and on-site happenings.
All right, so now we're back. So we're going to talk about the lasers that will rule the world. And this is a new piece that I have on the website as well. So I said between 6 and 12 months, you were going to hear news from DARPA and from others that this was coming out. Now, I want to make a small caveat. There has been news about this previously. Okay, there has been, you know, speculation talking about DARPA wanting to use lasers in the air, this, that, and the other. This is a different application. This is not the same thing. Though it is similar in nature, and though it is, you know, not necessarily a huge leap, you have to understand where it's coming from. I've been talking about these laser systems since last July, 2023. Talked about the cooling systems on these lasers that I was talked to about, that I was disclosed information on. After being torn apart by PhD saying that could never happen, two of them that talked to me disappeared, never spoke to me again. And then we had one that contacted me back and discussed it and said, I'm sorry. We were wrong. You were right. So that was good. Great. I don't care. But the point being is that these systems are not something that just came out and was disclosed in September. I've been talking about these systems since last July and how they work. Applications that may or may not occur, but this specific application is something that is going to be expanded upon within the DARPA umbrella. And part of it also comes through Skunk Works. And I believe if you pay attention, you're going to start seeing Air Labs, AYAR, I believe. Air Labs is going to be the one that's going to be bringing this down, which I didn't know this, but somebody found this out for me, is either funded by or a part of Lockheed Martin. I didn't know that. So if you look it up, if you look up Air Labs, which is where I believe this is going to come down through, I've been disclosed that that's where it's going to come down through. So far they've been dead on the money. I don't see why it would change now, but pay attention to where it comes from when it comes down to the general public. Again, I believe this is going to take up to a decade because they are applying that the nuclear fusion. And again, in this article, we'll talk about it. But nuclear fusion that came through might have also been September. No, maybe it was sooner than that. I don't know. I have to look it up. I think it's in the article here. But if you look at that nuclear fusion technology, basically what they're doing is they're able to put in a certain amount of energy and then get out more than they put in. That's the fusion breakthrough. The laser breakthrough is about the cooling of the laser. You can't have lasers shooting 120 plus miles, 125 miles sustained without some type of cooling system. And that had never been achieved before. Well, it had, but China said that they achieved it. We've had it a lot longer. Again, through the systems that I was talking about. Now, some of these systems, you have to understand, when they back engineer NHI technology, it's not going to be technology that they can replicate perfectly. That's not how any of this works. Things will get better and smaller as they keep going. What they do is they can apply. Humans are, they have a very good way of engineering things that don't work, but then make them work. You get this this laser, and when they put the wobble through it and they put this through that cooling system, it allows that laser to do a couple different things. So previously somebody had said, well, laser arrays are not anything new. Right. I know that. This isn't a laser array. This is a splitting. It splits the beam without an array. In order to split a laser beam, you use mirrors. That's how you split beams. You're not splitting a single beam 10,000 times with mirrors. That would be horribly inefficient. It would also degrade the beam to a certain extent. Totally different situation. It's not the same. So let's get into it. A lot has been discussed about the laser systems I talked about in several of my articles related to an original source from July or so of 2023. There are two systems that Orbs and Tic Tacs crafts use. One is a scanning and plotting device, while a second is used to open and travel through dimensions, portals, in the case of the larger crafts, Einstein-Rosen bridges, commonly referred to as wormholes. Quantum computers seem to be the secret to humans creating the latter. Studies are ongoing across universities and labs to be the first to prove the phenomenon. A team in 2022 said they successfully modeled the ER bridge. Now, this would have been in the computer. It wouldn't have obviously been real. But that result was called into question, and so the quest continues. But not for NHI. It seems that these beings have not only figured it out, but they use it regularly right here on Earth and throughout the galaxy and universe. That last part, the galaxy and universe, is obviously, I don't know, that's for sure. That's my supposition. The lasers themselves are dependent upon a couple different factors that we know about. While some of the information is simply unknown, the prevailing theory is that the requisite amount of power needed to create the massive fields required for travel is simply out of our reach. Don't be fooled by pseudoscientists who rely on the false assumption. I'm going to get a little technical here. The false assumption that the equations of general relativity depend on the local speed of light c to be the local speed of light. They do not. C refers to the ultimate speed, not the speed here on Earth, and I just added that. Therefore, every single thing that comes after it is incorrect. Simple ego and stomping can't change that fact. The octogenarian dinosaurs are simply wrong. In the Einstein field equation, there is a factor of g divided by c to the fourth. But these rogue elements believe by decreasing c, you can more easily increase the space-time curvature with the same stress energy tensor. In Bose-Einstein condensates, a Harvard team was able to bring C down to near zero. That means the speed of light. Okay, so that means they stopped photons. That I added. With the flawed equations by these lost scientists, then stopped light would result in infinite curvature and the effect on space-time would be catastrophic. At minimum, folks, it would be noticeable in our world. Time would change. Space-time would change. You would be walking around, well, you may not be walking around because everything may have blown into infinity, but if you were to take those photons and you were to do this the way that certain people say that they can in order to get their equations to balance, it would be bad. It would be very, very bad. According to the Harvard team, they stopped a pulse of light for up to 1 millisecond. If the theory posited by the old guard were correct, this would lead to the metric tensor blowing up to infinity over a spatial range of about 1 foot per nanosecond. That is the rate at which gravitational effects travel. The big problem is that it is truly unknown why gravitational effects, massless particles, and light all travel at the same speed. These folks simply don't understand, and they're confused and simply change the speed of photons to affect gravity. And they are wrong. All the screaming, yelling, and calling people assholes won't change the fact that they are simply using bunk-filled theories. They've been discredited time and time again. It's easy to sound like a big brain when the brains you're talking down to don't have the background to refute you. When you and calling them amateurs. I don't think so, dude. When you run into a true physicist and in fact, teams of physicists, your narrative fails miserably. And that's when they stomp and they call you names and they say that you don't understand. When in fact, not only do personally I understand, but I will say that there are other PhDs that are out there that understand much better. That's why, though others may not understand the reasons that these lasers work the way they do, that doesn't make them incongruous to methods of travel. I welcome any open debate about mass and theories and point you to two papers from the Harvard team. And if you hit this article, there's two very complex, articles about that, but you can see what I'm talking about. Moving on to how and why these lasers are going to change the world, I would like to start with the nuclear fusion revelation from December 2022. It has been repeated, meaning they have now repeated that experiment where they put a certain amount of power in and get more out. I added that. This is achieved with, you guessed it, lasers. Now, I want to be very clear that I don't have a shred of evidence that fusion was reverse engineered in any way. I believe this was a human revelation and not NHI reversing in any way. Humans are, in my opinion, as one, a pretty amazing species. It's going to take a decade or more to roll this out. The big obstacle is scalability. Right now, the systems required to get a net gain out of the experiment is truly in its infancy and not repeatable on a large scale, nor in the environment as in size required. It needs to be scalable to a satellite, or in the case of level surfaces, encased so as to be manageable. What makes the system work together that I am about to describe is wholly attributed to NHI reverse engineered laser tech. Now, I'm not talking about the nuclear fusion. I believe humans figured out the nuclear fusion, but in order for that nuclear fusion to run properly and to run in such a way as to be continuous, two things have to occur. One, the laser energy going into it, or the laser going into it, has to be sustainable. Once that fusion reaction occurs, and I am not 100%, I don't 100% understand the entirety and the totality of how it works. I'm trying to learn that, and I'm talking to a few people about it. I'm trying to understand if that's a sustainable reaction or if that's a reaction that has to continually be charged. I don't know that answer. So that's why I'm saying there's parts of this that I don't have as far as the tech completely are concerned. I just know that the systems, especially the second system I'm going to talk about, which is the laser delivery system after this type of fusion reaction has occurred, that's direct NHI and that's direct reverse. Now, that being said, there may be people that are working on this and other projects around the world that have no clue, that do not know what they're looking at, that believe this is a wholly, completely, and totally human thing. There are some people, and they're out there, I don't know all the names, but I've read some things before, where people have received things at the university level, or even at the some defense contractor levels, where they've received pieces of technology and they were told this is human made, but they've used them. And I don't have specific examples because I don't have that information. But I've seen, anecdotes where people have said, well, we gave this to university people, we gave this, and they had no idea that it was reverse tech. Maybe some of you can pipe in and point me to that, because I'd love to follow that story a little bit more. I just don't have all that. I'm trying to very specifically go down a road towards disclosure that has good information, and that's it, right? I don't know some of this tertiary stuff that goes along with it. I can only follow the paths that I believe I'm being led. And new information comes my way, and there are times where I don't touch that information for whatever reason. Maybe I don't trust where it's coming from, or maybe it's too close to someone else that's working on something, and I may just kind of let that go because I have my own personal ethics that I follow. So let's keep going. I discussed the ways orbs and tic-tacs work in a previous article. One of the things present is the laser systems. One of those systems uses a cooling system to allow beams to be dialed, controlled at massive distances, power, in an always-on state. After being told by, here's this again, that's kind of repeating myself, but after being told by other PhDs that this was science fiction and couldn't occur, China made a huge announcement about the very revelation I had written out a month before or so earlier. Let's clear the air. The systems the Chinese are using are reverse engineered, despite the news that their team is, that's just kind of what I was talking about, using gas to use a laser for those incredible feats. Gas is being used, but the system is derived from the reverse engineering. We don't have the capability to create the actual system in use by NHI. It's a stepping point. And as we get better, the systems will improve. If you don't understand exact tech, but can mimic parts, humans are quite good at improvising. Since that article and revelation, I have learned from very highly placed individuals, my tech discussions have been spot on. America has this as well and will come out within the next 6 to 12 months. It came out 5 days later, folks. Similar in nature to the way NSF announced nuclear fusion as a reality, these lasers can be used in concert with that fusion tech. These lasers will be able to create fusion within the confines of the case compartment and then effectively use that fusion power to the secondary laser system to beam energy to any place on the planet. The end user will have a device that can receive the beam, accumulate a charge with a solid-state battery, and then distribute that power to anything you want to power, homes, cars, really anything that requires electricity. They do not run continuously. That was a question I keep getting. But I hadn't written the article yet. This is going to be addressed. The beam is not one continuous beam at all times. That's horribly inefficient. Instead, the receiver is the accumulator as well. It's a reservoir. A few people asked about using portable generators. Sure, drag around a giant unit that has moving parts and failover issues. Instead of using a laser disc, we opted for a DVD. Instead of Betamax, we chose VHS. It's going to be that same thing here. Plus, it'll be touted and promoted by the government, at least in the U.S. Consider the implications of the tech. Cars can be charged from the air by a beam. No charging stations. Houses can be run with a small device that is charged from the air and plugged into your home electrical system. Electric wires and even solar panels will become obsolete within a decade. Now, obviously, that's possibly a... Hold on a moment. That decade time frame could come faster. I do not think it will because of the way, unless we develop another way, humans develop another way of kickstarting these lasers. It's weird because we do have the ability outside of any quote unquote NHI tech. Our own laser systems are pretty stout. But the way that this is being implemented has NHI tech in it. So there could very well be innovations that I don't even know about that came from that type of innovative tech reverse engineering that I have no knowledge of. I can just tell you that by using and utilizing the type of systems that I've been talking about with the orbs and the Tic Tacs and reverse engineering those, it's more efficient, way more efficient than what we use as human beings, especially since they've been able to use that cooling system. There's a misnomer that people think, well, a laser system is supposed to hit and it's supposed to be hot. That's not true. There's other things and there's other ways lasers can be used. Now, that's an offensive weapon, or in the case of, let's say, cutting, right? Because we do have commercial lasers that cut. That technology can be used in a good way, for good, you know, perfect laser cutting. You can buy now, I don't know, it's $100. You can buy a home laser system that, you know, if you have a belt or something, or even a piece of glass or a piece of metal, you know, you get a home laser system that can use a hot beam in order to burn stuff in that, right? So people at home are able to use, their own little toys, I guess, so to speak. But understand, we're talking about a wholly different thing here. This is not even remotely comparable, especially with the way I'm explaining the beam. It's not an array, although there could be an array part of this. It's a beam that utilizes the same... I struggle with this because I don't understand it completely myself. If you go back to the double slit experiment, you know, light... Photons are a wave and a particle at the same time. So it has something to do with how it splits the wave and the particle. Are they the same thing that's being delivered to the object? I don't know. Smarter minds need to help me with that. And if there's an inconsistency there, because I am making an assumption on exactly how they work, correct me. I don't have a problem with that. You know, either you hit me on Twitter or say, hey, it works like this. But I know that the technologies are not the same. So I don't know that we can apply the exact same laser theory to this as you can to a regular based system, because they are different. They work differently. So I they both ultimately have a beam, right? They both ultimately do that. But the reverse NHI thing is different. It's not the same. It does not work the same. So it's really, and I don't have the full level of depth of how it works. I'm not smart enough to figure that out. I was probably told to me better, but I just don't, I don't have it. I wish I did, but again, so I'm very welcome to hearing, you know, more about that. If you can work me into a different discussion with that, I'm wide open to listen to it. Wide open, because it fascinates me. It fascinates me that we're going to have these things available maybe in the next decade, right? That blows my mind, because think about the clean energy that you can get from that. It's not energy derived from any type of fossil fuels in any way, shape, or form. There's no plastics. Well, there may be plastics in the end unit. I'm sure there are. But it's an incredible, incredible technology that they're talking about. And if you look at the articles with the DARPA stuff in it, they came out very recently, 5 days later. They're talking about this stuff being done in air, but then they also talk about airborne units, right? Satellites. You're not going to have things just buzzing in the low atmosphere. That's not how it works. It'll be satellites. They are incredible to think about what can be done. So I go on a little bit more. You go to the accumulator, plug in your pack. Within a few seconds, you can power your apartment or office for a period of time. I don't know how long. I suspect a few days, but I'm sure it'll be developed more and more. And batteries are getting better and better, and time will increase. Consider this, right? Power lines will no longer be needed. This was one of the coolest things that he talked about. Bad weather can't knock your power out. Right? There'll be no external sources of failure, and your accumulator collector can be taken indoors and moved. A simple GPS unit on you will alert the SAT system where it is and adjust accordingly. These units can be deployed anywhere on the planet. The need to move large generators capable of powering large structures will become useless. All you need to do is bring your device, let it charge, and then use it for your power needs. This tech will take time, but expect an announcement in the time frame I wrote above. I was off by 6 months. It's going to change the world. These systems will enable countries with a lack of a decent power grid to totally leapfrog a viable infrastructure for wires and poles. You'll be able to sail the ocean and pull power right from the air. Here's a very simple overview of how they'll be deployed. SAT system with the two laser systems within, a power source within can fire the first laser system. That's what I'm talking about with the nuclear fusion, which then starts the nuclear fusion within. Nuclear fusion will enable the second laser, a much more powerful system, either through the use of a phased array or the original NHI split talked about in the other articles, can then send that beam to the host unit. Remember, one of these laser systems can also plot, so that system can scan for pathway obstructions. The system waits for clarity, then fires. Because these systems use a cooled laser, there's no danger of cutting anything or causing any type of issues a high-powered laser this would normally cause. However, due to the possible misuse of these incredibly powered systems, I have a theory they will be heavily guarded. I don't think you'd want a laser system capable of taking down airplanes and whatnot in the hands of just anyone. If someone figured out how to disable the cooling system and use these systems outright, that would be a terrible thing. This is my thought here, something I thought about after thinking about it for a bit. The land-based unit was already described, but to summarize, it receives a beam, charges the unit, and then the unit is plugged into your local cell. That's my word. I don't know what they will call the end distribution unit. It'll be something similar to the Tesla home battery, but not dependent upon charging by electricity or solar panels. You can imagine having several home units, one for your home, one for your car, maybe one for the flying car that we were promised by the year 2000. Didn't happen. For those wondering, laser light does not have to be visible. I know I'm going to get that question. Until we meet again, S. So as we move forward into more of the discussion around these laser systems, they, again, you have to keep in mind that these are not the same things that we use currently. It's not that system. Could it be adjusted for our systems? I guess. I don't know. Again, this is more along the lines of that discussion I'd like to have if I have some more laser people out there. I'd prefer you not to be a novice, but somebody that maybe is quite accredited in this field to talk about it. I'd be more than happy to have a discussion. I'd be more than happy to even have you on the show and have a discussion about it. I do think that they're probably very interesting, but it's an interesting thing. I think the future in this, again, is directly from an NHI tech, and it's something that is going to come down. I think maybe we didn't have the capability previously. Maybe it was along the lines of we just weren't there, technologically speaking, to be able to do these things, and now we are. So it's certainly an interesting time. We'll have some more things coming out, I believe, with regard to hopefully more tech. There are some things, I believe, that are coming down the line, and well, one of the things I will say is there are other people that have been on and maybe haven't brought a story out on these yet, but there's one thing in particular that I believe is being worked on, and I don't know how close I am to the actual story behind it. But you'll see that I like the technical end of things, so I tend to have a lot of discussions with technical people and people that were and are much smarter than I am. And then I try and make it palatable and understandable as much as I can. I know I just get into a conversation about Einstein's E equals MC squared that was a little advanced. But if you understood it, you understood what I was talking about some, I guess, erroneous calculations that just don't work, and you're not going to get faster than light travel from them, because you'll literally blow up the universe. It just you can't bend physics, at least in the three-dimensional world, to your will. It doesn't work that way. Even though you might be able to make some math that comes out right, I'm not saying you're not, but you're making assumptions about C, the speed of light, being something that is not the quote-unquote overall speed of light, or the overall speed of how fast it can go, as in the speed limit. But then slowing it down and applying things during that slowed down phase doesn't work. You're making an assumption that it's not the that C is not the ultimate speed, and that's not what Einstein was saying, and it has been proven over and over and over and over again. So there's assumptions being made, and especially about the laser systems, it's wrong. It's just wrong. And if there are any PhDs out there that would like to talk about that, by all means, let's go. If you think I'm an amateur, let's talk about it. So anyway, I appreciate you listening, and until next time, hope everybody is doing well.
This has been the Dear People of Earth podcast. No part of this recording may be used without permission. Thank you.